are welcoming two percussionists to the program today. That is Doug Perkins and Ian Antonio. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Ian Antonio. I'm an assistant professor of percussion here at University of Michigan. And originally from Albany, New York, now a proud Ypsilantian. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but spend a lot of time here on North Campus.
That's wonderful. I'll let you pass the mic over there to your friend Doug. Doug, you are also a percussionist, yeah?
I am. I'm the director of percussion here, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm an Ann Arborite. I'm in Ann Arbor.
So tell me, what was your journey to University of Michigan?
I'll kind of answer for both of us. In some ways, it was a similar journey. We both grew up playing lots of different music. I sort of traveled all about, both musically and geographically, from Pittsburgh, wanting to be a rock drummer, then heading down to Cincinnati, heading out east, living in New York for a time, and then moving to Chicago for a while, touring around with some people there before coming here. At Boston Conservatory before this. I guess, Ian, you made the musical journey of playing all things, but you were a New Yorker for like 20 years, I think.
Yeah, I think I left after 21 years of New York, which is, I don't think I would consider myself a native New Yorker, although I grew up in upstate New York. I'm not sure what the percentage of life you need to live in New York City is, love Michigan now.
So you run the percussion ensemble here. When somebody comes to study percussion at University of Michigan, do they intend to focus on a single instrument, or is there a whole encyclopedia of percussion instruments? I mean, how does that work?
We're both the professors in the classical side, though, with our drum set background. I think people come thinking they might want to be in an orchestra or might come with a love of playing mallet instruments. And I think our goal is to sort of unlock people's full potential, so you end up playing anything you can hit. So we, you know, play all the orchestral things. We play some drum set. And then a percussion ensemble, whether it's something you'll hear on here later, like playing thumb pianos or mbiras, or even down to tin cans and flower pots. And I think our next percussion ensemble concert, Ian has them playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the toys.
Wow.
So we unlock any sound you can make for, hopefully, I think percussionists, I think we're the coolest, and we're always making more cool sounds than all of our colleagues. So I think we're preparing people to be ready for anything and to make the sounds of the future.
Anything. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I haven't heard of those in a long time.
Well, we have one down the hall if you want to come by later.
Did you have to, like, special mail order those, or?
I feel like they're, like the Barbie movie just came out. I feel like there's going to be a Rock'em Sock'em movie pretty soon.
Their time has come.
Yeah, Mattel has incentivized their intellectual property into movies now. So,
Doug, you mentioned the mbira, and I wonder if you could tell us more about that. You said it was the thumb piano, another name for it?
Yes. This the mbira is first an instrument from Zimbabwe, which is an instrument that was, the one I have is made by actually taking like silverware and making keys out of it, and then is made loud by a gourd. What we, this piece we played by my friend Alonzo Alexander, is a more modern one. These ones were made in Ohio, and, you know, are just a nice piece of wood, and a craftsperson from Ohio made this very nice one that we're making music out of in the percussion ensemble here.
How do you find items like these, or was that on a commission, or was it something that you found and then decided to do the music, or?
This specific piece was a piece in my time in Cincinnati. There's a percussion trio there, the percussion group Cincinnati. When I was in school, Alonzo Alexander was a friend and a fellow student and a great composer. So he wrote a trio for the faculty there. But I feel like every time, the way percussion pieces are often written, or a composer comes to your house or your office and looks around, and then you're like, oh, I've got these cool things. They either look at your cool things and want to write for your cool things, or they're like, I found this cool thing when I was on vacation, or found this thing, and then we end up playing their stuff.
And you're sitting there nodding your head to almost everything that Doug says. I assume that you're in agreement, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a super common experience that I've experienced, and I know Doug has, is a composer shows up to your studio and says, play everything here. I want to hear everything. And it might take, you know, 3 or 4 hours. And hopefully you don't end up using every single instrument in your personal library, but it is fun to sometimes rediscover the more rarely used objects in your instrument collection.
Yeah, I want to see both of your instrument collections eventually.
Several
your,
hours.
Your library or whatever it contains. You have this music that you brought with you, and we talked a little bit about Mbira. Is there anything else you want to say about this piece before we hear it?
Yeah, I think this piece, again, is really great. It's a piece by Alonzo Alexander, who has some nice roots in Ohio and is a good friend. And this is a piece that our students recorded in the period of time a couple years ago when we weren't playing concerts live. So it's meaningful that they played this. I think we're really proud of our percussion ensemble and our students. This year we got nominated for a Grammy for a project we did with the percussion ensemble and John Luther Adams that we're really proud of. So yeah. I think any time for people to enjoy our percussion ensemble and share in our pride of them is, I think, a good thing.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Doug Perkins and Ian Antonio, two wonderful percussionists from the University of Michigan. We're going to listen to this music now. It's by Alonzo Alexander called Mbira, Book One, yeah?
Yes.
Right, from the University of Michigan Percussion Ensemble here on FM 81. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.